Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate. And then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here
with another episode
on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm super excited to be here on this Sunday evening. Been having a busy weekend, man. Just they opened that DMV Iron here in Greenbelt, Maryland, which is that's right up the street from the crib. So I've been in there recording content. I'm running into people I ain't seen in years, and just a lot of conversations. Then I had more stuff to do. Had a stretch appointment today, you know, studying. Just been super busy. So I know I usually been starting at 4 on Sundays, but starting at 4 just wasn't realistic today. So I am here a little late. I am on colored people time today.
I'm not gonna say what race, but what people.
you see that I got some melanin in my skin, so how don't you expect me to be on colored people time right now?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Especially when we got white people on the show, that'd be late to the show. But anyway, with all that being said, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for this dude with a military tan shirt on that don't match the pillows, that don't match the couch, that don't match the headphones. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. This fitness podcast has the most haters and the most backlash on the internet. Not as much as Joey Swole. We right under Joey Swole. He gets canceled more than me. But anyway, I need the returners to go ahead and hit the like button. And shout out to the best playback gang on YouTube, aka the PBG. And if you are PBG, go ahead and leave a comment, you know, so we can show you some love. A lot of y'all watch the show, and I don't know that you exist. So if I don't know if you exist, I can't show you love. And I always want to show love to anybody who supports what I got going on. And do I have any announcements today? I don't think so. But I don't have any rants to go on. But go check out that video, me and Tune at DMV Iron Gym. That was a pretty good episode, man. Go check that out. I got a lot of content in there. Part of the reason I'm late because I've been loading up on content. So a lot of content with clients coming up. And we're just going to keep this thing going. And with all that being said, let's hop in these comments and talk to the fan. Dom DeMarco. Wicked Scorpion, what up? Jenny, what up? Yeah, you're not late today, Jenny. Gene, what up? Jennifer, what up? Seth, what up? Joe Thomas, what up? What you know, Joe? Live on a Sunday. Hey! You'll be doing the collab with the Pan-African, Dr. Umar soon. Dr. Umar gonna call me all types of coons. Bring it on, let's get it. But how much money are we talking, Dr. Umar? I don't know, I ain't doing it for free. He's like, no, I might, I don't know, we'll see. Joe Thomas, Stephanie, what up? L. Bentley, what up? Astrid, CC, good evening, everyone. Let's get educated, talk a little ish, and laugh at the Big Back Logic. Here y'all go. did they change Joey? Yeah, Joey Swole got canceled with the whole thing in L.A. at Venice. The Golds with the man in the woman's bathroom. Another topic for another day. We don't want to get political today. That's why I didn't cover it. But with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Dom DeMarco. We got the homie Nikki on Instagram. A lot of y'all actually follow her. She's going to talk about what her DM used to look like before she started losing weight. And again, this just further proves the theory on this show that we have. If you don't want to lose weight, you might be attracted to some dusties.
Nope.
So with all that being said, again, hit the like button and let's get the best fitness podcast on earth started, man.
Newsflash, buddy. I don't give a fuck. These are the type of DMs you get when you're on a fat loss and fitness journey.
So the DM here says, just so you know, that weight looked good on you, love. I understand health isn't everything. He made a typo and spelled everything er-thing. Anybody who spells an er-thing is probably not somebody you want to be talking to. Health isn't er-thing. I just want you to know that. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Let's check it out.
It's fucking diabolical because there's no way I looked good with that fucking weight on me. I was unhealthy, sad, depressed, and I didn't get no help. Okay? Well, I got some undesirable motherfuckers in my DMs when I...
Undesirable. Further proving our theory on the podcast. If y'all want me to get her on the show, let me know because she'll get on here. She'll get on the show.
I was fat as fuck, but not now. But... this is definitely not a compliment, sir, because where the fuck were you when I was fat if I looked so good?
Exactly.
Huh? Where were you then? You're in my DMs now because you're a thirsty motherfucker that want to fuck somebody that goes to the gym and you don't go to the gym yourself.
Exactly.
I don't understand it. Comments like these need to be kept. If you like big bitches, why don't you go talk to somebody that's not trying to...
Most of the country is overweight, obese, out of shape. So stop trying to get girls to stay out of the gym and just go talk to a woman who ain't in the gym. It's not hard to find. Go to your local supermarket. Go to your local post office. Go anywhere. It's really, really easy to find, I promise you, in the United States of America.
Reverse that shit. I do not like the way I look then. That's why I got my big ass up and did something about it. Okay?
Exactly. Yep.
This is the main reason why I don't want to entertain somebody that's not into fitness and health. Health is wealth. Fitness is everything.
Absolutely. Okay?
I don't want to be with somebody with a mindset like that. You put your own foot in your mouth.
Yep.
You should have just went on with, hey, beautiful, just like the rest of you stupid motherfuckers.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
That was not the vibe check. Did not pass the vibe check. But y'all drop y'all thoughts down below and let me know if you get DMs like that and you want to... fitness journey. Bye,
muscle
head hoes.
The fuck. And shout out, oops. My bad. Shout out to her for that video. Dom DeMarco. Shout out to her for that video, man. This is the reality of not wanting to lose, I mean, of wanting to lose weight, and you got the people distracting you from it. You got the people trying to pull you in the opposite direction. That's just how it goes. Again, a lot of women like to use that flex. Well, you know, I still got ninjas in my DM.
Nope.
Well, probably he's illiterate, can't type, just like the guy we saw. It's probably not the best option you can get. It's probably not what you truly want, you know? And if you're cool with settling, hey, by all means, do your thing. I'm not cool with settling. The people who watch the show ain't cool with settling, all right? We're trying to get held to a higher standard, and we want people that hold themselves to higher standards. That's just what it is, man. Stop bragging because you're getting the bottom of the barrel.
Nope.
That's nothing to brag about. And it's easy to get and requires little to no effort. So are you really being rewarded? Is that really something to brag about? Absolutely not. All right. Get your ass in the gym and watch your life change. And you're going to hear these. I'm sure you can hear these stories. A lot of women don't share them, but I'm sure their options are a lot better. The amount of women that have come up to me and told me, damn, the type of dudes I get now versus before I lost weight. Night and day. Night and day, man. So listen, ladies, don't fall into the bullshit. And fellas, stop sending DMs like this. This is weak as hell, bruh. This is weak. You have no standards for yourself. And I know you don't go to the gym. I know you can't do shit. I know she can outlift you, whoever you sent a message to like that. Fellas got to tighten up. Stop all the simp behavior.
Nope.
All right. Come to DMV Iron with me and Toon. Hit the like button and let's keep this episode going. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. I stopped watching Fit YouTube. However, Marty brought it back, and we love to hear that, man. Listen, the reason I do what I do, I want to be different. I'm not trying to be like all these other fitness YouTube people, right? A lot of them can't do what I do, right? And I don't want to. I can do what they do, but I don't want to. Charles Waples, appreciate that. Poor little Tink Tink, they got Joey out of here. Yep. Health is an earth thing is insane. It is everything. Not going to say what race, what people. We know that was a ninja.
I'm not
going to
say what
race, what we know that was a ninja. We know that was a ninja, 100%. Health isn't everything. I hope he meant it is because he is dumb otherwise. And we know what he meant. He can go to Walmart, stampedes in there. Walmart full of women that don't work out. That's why I go to Target. That's why I go to Target. And listen, shout out to y'all that go to Walmart, but you ain't gonna catch me in there. Specifically where I live. Not that the Target is just like, you know, the top of the line, all right? Because Target a little ghetto too. But Target and Walmart, night and day where I live. It's not even close. She said, motherfucker, so properly, but real talk, she's speaking facts. Absolutely. I bet dude who sent her that message looked dusty and dehydrated. She's speaking facts, but she looked like Chappelle in the face. Might not want to look a gift horse in the mouth. And early.
Break free, you're out.
You're out of here early. We're not going to talk about women on this podcast that's speaking facts. You're going to take your butt up out of here, man. she told him. Oh, man, y'all wild. He said everything like Nelly. Oh, man. Whatever happened to dude just giving compliments, keep it moving. It doesn't happen. Honestly, you're better than a lot of fitness influencers. These are other peons are just copy and paste. Nah, it's facts. I can't believe Ninja's still shooting their shots and the DMs. Go to Target. I don't think they have scooters at Target. I used to go. Stop going. Got too ghetto. One last time you try to shoot your shot in Shorty's DMC, Marty. It's been years for me. I don't do that. Seth, that was fast. Yeah, Seth out of here early on the first video, man. Let's keep it going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. All right, we got this video here. It's pretty controversial. I'm just going to give the alert now.
No Diddy, you know?
It's definitely a no Diddy alert. That's not what the video is about, but it's clear as day. All right, you'll see why in a second. Kids need to be in sports, okay? Let's talk about it. I mean, let's watch the video, then we'll talk about it. I'll save my thoughts. But I think this is going to be a good conversation. Let's check it out.
Y'all are mad because I said I wish y'all would stop putting y'all kids in football, and particularly black people. I keep saying, well, it's not about the sport, it's about what the sports do for the kids. Y'all, chess club can do the same thing. Debate.
All right, let's stop right there. Okay? Chess is great. I think if you want to put your kids in chess, do it. All right? It's not going to give the same effect that football will give to a young boy. We'll talk about it in the end.
Club can do the same thing. Robotics can do the same thing for your children. Instilling discipline on your children is something you can do. I'm going to give y'all a little background about me. I've always been a bigger boy. I was a black boy. So when you big, you black, the first thing they want to do is put you in football. Hated football my whole motherfucking life. But growing up, that's all everybody ever tried to get me to do. Fuck the fact that I never had less than a 3.5 GPA in my life. Fuck the fact that I started my first business when I was 16 years old.
Like, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Boys should be encouraged to do everything that he's talking about. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't put kids in sports. We'll explain that to him.
Fuck the fact that at a very young age, it became very clear that my strongest asset was my personality and my brain.
That's
a lot
great.
Of times, y'all not even paying attention to the kids y'all putting in football. You just saying, damn, he tall as hell. He gonna have to play basketball. He fast. He gonna have to play football. You not even paying attention to the fact that your son is amazing at tech. He be perfect for robotics. Your son stay in front of a camera. Why not start him a YouTube channel? The shit ain't got no other choice but to grow. And then y'all keep saying, well, busy kids stay out of trouble. That's the point of activities. I'm not saying let your kids sit at home and not do nothing, Dodo. What I'm saying is put your kids out there. Introduce them to...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
New thing. This girl was in my comments. She said football makes the most millionaires. No, entertainment makes the most millionaires.
That was an ignorant comment by her.
It's not just sports. It's music as well. It's film as well. And these things are very broad. It's possible for your child to intern at a fucking record label. It's possible for your child to intern under Tyler Perry. With discipline and consistency, anything can be motherfucking accomplished. Now, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. Lil Jon Jon has damn near a zero chance of making it to the fucking NFL. But let's say he do make it to the fucking NFL. 99% of NFL players die from fucking CTE. That's roughly all.
What are you talking about, bro? That's absolutely not true.
And 70% of NFL players go broke within 3 fucking
that's
years.
True.
So
that
do your research on what you signing your kids up for. But when y'all sons make it to the NFL, I'll be there clapping for them. Goofy ass.
Now, shout out to him because this actually had some great points in the video. So I'm going to give the brother his credit. Right? So absolutely, our kids should be focusing on other things besides sports. But what sports can do for you physically, right? I think that as far as later in life, right, when you want to develop a lifestyle of fitness, when you want to be healthy, you want to be active, if you played sports, right, shocking your body and putting yourself through that, you know, it's going to come with some physical pain. Being able to put yourself through that and being able to put yourself through that mentally is going to benefit you health-wise later in life. Right. The reason I know I could get up and go to the gym when I feel like it is because sports plays a big factor in that. So I think our kids do need to play that. As far as building character, as far as instilling discipline, right? As far as being coachable, it's a lot of principles and a lot of things you can learn and take from football that you can apply to the real world that'll help you in tech, that'll help you in your finance later, that'll help you in school. It's a lot of things that you can put in there, right? One of the biggest issues we have in America is people are lazy. One, they don't know how to push themselves physically. That's why we're so fat and out of shape, right? And a lot of people are super soft, super sensitive, never been coached, never been told the truth. That's why society's so soft. So putting kids in sports is going to do a lot more for them than just trying to make it to the NFL. I don't think you should put your kid in sports just to put, yeah, I hope he gets to the NFL, I hope he gets to NBA. Should we work hard towards that? Absolutely. But that shouldn't be the only thing you're teaching your kid and the only thing you're instilling in your kid. Absolutely agree with that. But this right here, I see what he was trying to do, but this is detrimental to a community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
That's struggling with inactivity and obesity right now. Just my opinion on it. I see, like I said, I see what he's trying to say, but I don't think he should be saying we should take kids out of sports. We got enough obese kids now. We got enough inactive kids now. We got enough kids that aren't even interested in moving their bodies and becoming active, right? Especially with the rise of video games, kids watching the streamers like Kasanat and Duke and shit. A whole bunch of shit that isn't productive. So he has a point, but the physical activity, a lot of people don't give that credit for what it can do in a kid's life. That's all I'm saying. So great message, but at the same time, it's a couple loopholes in there. I had to throw my two cents in because I know what sports has done for me. I know what it's done for people I know. And, you know, let's take it outside of the black community for a second.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Growing up, I was fortunate enough to play or go to school with some, you know, very affluent white people. All of them kids played sports. None of them played pro. But like I said, the skills you learn, right? The hard work, the grit, the things that you can apply to other areas of your life. That's why the parents were big on putting their kids in there, man. So, hey, man, I ain't going to come on here and lie to you. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get in these comments, man. I've seen this before. Honestly, he does have a point. For sure. Ken C, what up? Jay Sharp, what up? Bro, a little zesty. What's going on in these locker rooms? You're crazy, bro. I was in chess club and on the wrestling team. You need to train the mind and the body. Absolutely. And I played basketball and I played the saxophone for years. Right? A lot of people ain't know that, but I did multiple things. It doesn't mean that, you know, yeah, I'm glad my mom put me in saxophone and basketball and didn't just have me in saxophone. Would have been never mind, let me chill. I was about to say something crazy. I was about to say something so crazy. I'm a chill today, bro. Not only does the community have a fitness issue, it has an employment issue because they do math at the same rate they hit the gym. Minimal. Facts. Facts. And then sports, just like the effect of being active, what the effect it has on your cognitive function. I just don't think sitting down and doing zero activity is healthy for anyone, especially kids. I had people assume I play football due to how I look, but I'm unathletic as fuck and don't care. Ronif, what up? I see what you're saying. You was trying to put the whole sentence together. I don't care about sports. I see what you're saying, Wicked. I agree with Zesty, man. My son will be in sports, but the risk of brain injury is not worth it to me. Absolutely. And that's fine if you don't want to put them in football. But my kids, when I have them, you know, one day, whenever that would be, my kids are doing something. It's not a choice. It doesn't have to be basketball, although I would love if they play basketball. But they're doing something. No Diddy, you know?
No Diddy, you know?
too damn much trying to get that NFL money. Saucy Santana got some points. Definitely got some points. I don't disagree with the video 100%. But I just had to throw some more things in there, man. My child will absolutely not be interned for Tyler Perry.
First of all, that's past course, man.
Yeah, man. That's too non-fitness related, but I couldn't go in on that one. Do I even want to bring that up? Yeah, I'm gonna chill today. Sweetness had a point, though. When you're a big boy in the black community, they immediately want you to play football. Yeah, makes sense. Tyler Perry always had the villains as bald black men. You do make sense. You shouldn't take kids out of sports, but at the same time, not every black person wants to play sports. They can at least join the military, get inspired to work out due to anime. Yeah, they need to do something, man. The kids need to be doing something. They need to be moving their bodies. They have to. You could do both. I played soccer and was a science nerd yet again. I didn't grow up in the U.S. and physical activity is mandated until you graduate. Yep. And I hate to say it, but he's a little effeminate. Sometimes parents will put their kids in sports to drum out whole ish in their sons. Kind of messed up, but it happens a lot. I think that's, we're going to keep it going. My parents put me in tennis to not only stay active, but learn certain social skills. Yep. I played in a band. Yep. Unk risen up female with the saxophone. Not many parents realize the chance of their children going pro is extremely low. Probably not going to happen, bro. The way you catch yourself from saying something crazy is hilarious. You got to let loose one of those days. Yeah, I've done it before, but that was a little too far. To keep it real, I feel like more girls should play sports. Girl athletes tend to have a bit more sense. I agree. And they take criticism better, right? Because if I'm coaching girls, I can talk to them like the boys, for real. It's crazy. You know, a lot of, like, even with my clients now, the girls that play sports back in the day compared to the girls that didn't, night and day. My daughter played travel softball for 6 years and flag football in high school, plus was an honor student. Great times. All right. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man. Fellas, stop listening to these women telling you they like the dad bod. We got guys waking up realizing that women are lying about the dad bod.
Nope.
Fellas, don't be walking around with the pregnant gut. Listening to ladies telling you to keep it. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Shit. What about talking about this shit look good? Female. Man, this shit don't look good, man. Don't listen to these women, bro. They had your ass out of shape, thinking you fine, but knowing you overweight.
Hey, shout out to this brother here for telling the truth, bro. Hey, man. Guys, that gut is a sign of a poor lifestyle, right? That gut is a sign of you being on your way to preventative diseases, okay? And a lot of times, you know, guys have the gut, but they're not, the fat isn't evenly distributed up top, right? Isn't, some guys, unfortunately, the fat is distributed to their lower body. But a lot of times when you see that, that's not only bad food and lack of exercise, but now I know you're drinking alcohol too. Now I know you're probably doing drugs. You might be drinking some lean. That gut means you're doing something terrible for your body. And a lot of times, it's probably better to have your fat evenly distributed, like maybe a retired O lineman or a retired D lineman, have your fat evenly distributed, than to be like that. It's going to take forever to get rid of a gut like that. Let's look at it again.
Shit. Over time, this shit look good. Female. Man, this shit don't look good, man. Don't listen to these women, bro.
Yeah, man.
They had your ass out of shape, thinking you fine, but knowing you overweight.
Yeah. That right. He's in bad shape, bro. He's in bad shape. Fellas, same thing I tell the ladies, man. You can't look for reasons to justify you getting out of shape. You can't look for reasons to justify you being a little big, right? At the end of the day, it's laziness. It's common sense that it's going to take some hard work to change. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to be uncomfortable to get rid of that gut. But the fact that it ain't easy, you're looking for reasons to stay the same. You're looking for reasons not to put that work in. You're going to look for somebody who has lower expectations for you, right? And you have lower expectations for yourself. It's one thing for somebody to have low expectations for you, but that for you to have low expectations for yourself is absolutely pitiful. So, fellas, the dad bod, get that myth out of here. We debunked it. The get money belly, get that myth out of here. We debunked it. Health is priority, man. Health is priority. Then you get older, you wondering why you having certain issues. It's because you ain't taking care of yourself in your 20s and your 30s. And 40 ain't young either. So you could be 40 watching this show trying to get it together. 40 ain't young. You can get it together when you 40. Y'all see my mother, she ain't start till she was 44. Y'all see Uncle Tin Man. I post Tin Man sometimes. Y'all see Tin Man started when he was like 40 something as well. So listen, man, it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Fellas, tighten up. Let's keep this episode going. Dom DeMarco, where are we at in this comment section? I see y'all going crazy in here. Where are we at? I'm glad he know it don't look good. No, sir.
Nope.
The dad bod to them is Henry Cavill or Aquaman. Crazy. That belly, and he got 32C on his chest.
Belly?
Bro looked like he was out here getting his steps in. Women will tell you they like your gut until they get mad and call you a fat fuck. Damn. Sounds personal, what you know, Joe. When your man titties bouncing as you walk, you know you got to tighten up. Absolutely. Shedeur Sanders in the game, 2 drives. He had a fumble and a pick. Oh, man. Yeah, they're going to rip him to shreds. ED loading. Yep. You should do more workout videos with Tune, no Diddy. Yeah, me and Tune, we got hella stuff coming up, man. So that's why I was late today, because we did a lot of content. But, hey, look, man, Tune bougie, man. It's hard to catch up with Tune, man. That's my guy. And you can tell Tune I said this. It's hard to catch up with Tune, man. You know what I mean? Today, we're supposed to get up early, knock the videos out. One of us was late, and it wasn't me. But I ain't going to say who was late, but it wasn't me.
Nope.
And then, yeah. So that's what they threw my day off. The plan was to be here at 4 o'clock. So y'all talk to Tune, and you could tell him I said that, because I told him that too. That's that get up and go work out. That's that get up and go to work gut. The chicken, egg, and cheese biscuit and orange juice from Chick-fil-A belly. Facts. Or the 7-Eleven gut. You stopping at 7. Bruh, anytime I go to 7-Eleven, the people, the construction workers, the landscape guys, they're getting the worst shit. They getting a Red Bull with the 7-Eleven pizza, the 7-Eleven wings, and getting some candy on the side. Come on, guys. Y'all got to tighten up, man. We're not supposed to be built like that. We're not supposed to be built like pregnant women. Y'all can say what y'all want about me or you know what I'm saying, guys like Tune or any of my other guys. Yeah, y'all too obsessed. Y'all ain't got no life.
Nope.
Y'all ain't getting no money.
What?
You can get rid of that gut and have a life. Get to the money, you know, take care of your kids. You can do it all. It's plenty of men doing that shit.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cut out the bullshit. Sorry ass excuses. Your mom made great progress in 15 years. Appreciate you. Said they have drinking lean too much belly. Exactly. When a woman says she like dad bods, they're more than likely talking about linebackers and strongmen. Yep. If you work in construction, you might as well get like trail mix, beef jerky. They don't want to do that. Anytime I go to 7-Eleven, I feel like there's a 30% chance I might get stabbed. Yeah, it's big Florida crazy, man. One has nothing to do with the other. 7-Eleven have protein bars and no sandwiches, although bioengineered and high sodium, man. Them energy drinks crazy. Energy Gym getting the reps in, another fire episode. Appreciate y'all. Let's keep it going, man. What we got? Oh, man. So we got this situation where we got a lot of people in America. They say that doctors are lying to them. We got the black community basically saying they're big because of racism.
You know, black people.
No,
they're
no.
saying they're unhealthy because they're black and they don't have access to this and that. They got to do this. Let's see the reaction from black women. Sorry, black women. Let's see the reaction from black women after a doctor's visit and a doctor tells you to be concerned about something. Let's see what happens.
Y'all, why I just left my doctor getting my checkup and shit? So they come in the room, two doctors come in the room, thinking they got some badass dudes to tell me. They gonna tell me I got motherfucking real high cholesterol. They tell me, we were so short, you so young, and your cholesterol is very high. They tell me I gotta go in.
And this isn't even a big girl. This is not even a big girl. So, you know, a lot of times women and men, you know, they won't be fat, but they think they're in good shape because they're smaller. They think they're in good shape because they're not overweight. Whole time you got shitty habits and you can still have some issues or be on the road to having major issues.
Go on a diet and I can't eat fried food. They smell the baked chicken, canned food. Bitch, as soon as I left my doctor's appointment, guess where the fuck I'm at?
Bitch, I'm at Raising Cane's.
And to get me a motherfucking a chicken finger four box combo.
So the doctor tells you, first of all, they say I'm not qualified. Trainers aren't qualified. We're not doctors. We can't be telling people what to do. So you go to the actual doctor. They tell you the issue, but that's not good enough. You just don't want to fucking listen.
With me a lemonade. My name is Brianna. Yes. Mm.
Can
you
sauce it now?
Yeah,
the extra 25
cents.
Okay, my extra
seasoning,
thank you.
That's a big bag, ain't it?
Bitch, let me part, bitch. I gotta have a bite of a chicken right now, bitch. I'm fucking starving.
And a lot of these big back women you see today,
big back activity.
They look just like her back in the day. They was all cute. They was small. They ain't want to listen. They was ordering bad food. Keep it up, girl. Keep it up. You're not going to be a young, hot girl forever. I keep trying to tell women this. You're not going to be hot forever. Look at your aunties and your mamas. And that's not a diss. That's not tearing them down. That's real talk. This doesn't happen accidentally. We see this shit in 4K why people end up where they are.
Bitch, you go my motherfucking meal. Can't eat fried shit. Who?
I'm ready to put one of these tenders in my mouth. Mouth been watering for this shit.
Hey, yo. Most educated. Most educated. What they say? They say, never mind. I'm chill.
So hot, fresh, and good.
This is sad,
I
bro.
Some Raising Cane's, bro.
I bet you do.
Which in case they asked a.
Yeah, Keisha's.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Keisha University. Keisha State University. Y'all took another L. I mean, this is crazy, bro. This is crazy. A lot of times people don't want to blame the weight gain. They don't want to take a couple steps back. Let me take a couple steps back. Let me think about what I've really been eating for the past 6, 7, 8, 9 years. Let me think about my habits. Let me think about what happened when the doctor told me, hey, you got this issue, right? This is what you need to eat. The doctor gave you the play. The doctor gave you step by step what you need to do. Eat baked chicken. Take away the fried foods. Do this, do that. And you just don't want to listen. And that's why when people see my content, they get so triggered. That's why when people see the truth, they get so triggered because they know they had the answers. They know they could have done something about it. But the fact that I'm calling them out, they feel bad. I'm striking a nerve right there. They don't want to hear the truth. People would rather live in a comfortable lie than hear the truth. People would rather live like that, man. And listen, if that's how you want to live, you're going to get the results you deserve. You're going to get the results you deserve, bro. Listen, I told you, man, you go next time you see Aunt Big Back Brenda.
Big Back Activity.
Ask Aunt Big Back Brenda to show you her pictures from the 80s. Ask her to show you her pictures from Freak Nick, from the Freak Nick parties back in the day. Let's see. Guarantee she ain't always looked like that. She wasn't always wobbling around the store. There was a series of habits that added up and led to where she's at now, right? It's crazy, man. it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at in these comments? I see y'all going crazy in the comments. And make sure y'all hit that like button, too, man. SAG, what up, bro? You can be unhealthy and skinny. Diet don't work the same for them, no matter what their size is. Unfortunately, the new fried chicken restaurant line was longer than the line to get in the new DMV iron. Which fried chicken restaurant? Oh, man. So I'll say doctors won't necessarily lie, but a lot of times they won't even bother because patients act like this. Just write a script and keep it pushing. Yep. Shaking my head. You are just, I don't have words calling her stupid. I mean, you could call her stupid, man. It's all good. Excuse me. If only y'all could hear how some doctors talk about y'all in the on-call room. Crazy. High. That's why our cholesterol high. Yep. Prime example, if you can lead a horse to water but can't make him drink it. She going to get fat. Why I know her name was Brianna. It was either Brianna, Keisha, or Nicole.
What?
This is the opposite of generational wealth or health. Women with poor diets usually smell down there. Yikes. That's crazy. There are a lot of black women who get degrees, but their white and black coworkers don't. That's why I meal prep, so I have no excuse for big back snacking. The comments were crazy on that video. I've been to Raising Cane's one time. Cane's is overrated. She getting all that food, and a few years from now, they're going to be on statins. What's that? Eventually causing muscle loss. Oh, man, liver issues, diabetes. Then they'll get more meds. Oh, man, that sounds like an awful time. There are a lot of black women who got degrees, but their white and black coworkers don't care about that. But it's a fitness channel. You wild, bro. Folks that will go to church and want a prayer meeting talking about the devil be working. Yep. They have the most... Oh, man. Yeah. We're going to chill on them, bro. We're going... Yeah. Got a PhD and a high LDL. Her snacking was annoying. It's at least 2,000 milligrams of sodium in them tenders. Insane. She keep that up. She going to start looking like them big joints stomping down at Alabama State. Absolutely. The grandma of soul food. In 20 years, she'll be somewhere crying because Obamacare subsidies might not get renewed. Oh, man. Yeah, you're out of here.
Break free, you're out.
Mountain Dew is, man, she had a Mountain Dew? Terrible. They opened a Zaxby's out here in Waldorf, and the line was on Berry Road 210. Oh, man. Women were, oh, man. Y'all wilding today. I personally prefer Popeyes. Oh, you prefer Popeyes?
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
Main man for high cholesterol. Okay. Sweet greens. Yes, sir. Hey, man, let's keep this thing going, bro.
Dom DeMarco.
All right, we got these guys here. They used to be 700 pounds, and they're going to go back to Wendy's, and we're going to see what they ordered. And we're going to see, we're going to give some commentary on this. Let's check it out, man.
This is what he used to eat when he was over 700 pounds.
It was crazy.
Let's check it out. Today, me and my good friend Sal are going over what his crazy Wendy's order used to be that helped him get to over 700 pounds.
Let's check it out.
I want you to get what you used to get.
Yeah.
The big order. You feel me?
Stance is crazy.
Three double stacks, three junior bacons, mm-hmm. two crispy chicken sandwiches, and then a large diet vanilla ginger ale.
You probably getting the diet.
Oh, you got a diet soda.
Yeah.
Diet. Vanilla ginger ale. I didn't even know they
this
had
really
that.
This really used to be what you would get?
No, swear to God. I called my guy. And he was like, just order six sandwiches. I was like, it wasn't six, though. It was always eight. I would have two sandwiches on the way home. And then I put the other six in my backpack because I always have a backpack with me. I would have dinner at home and eat the other six later that night.
Here we go. And this used to be one meal.
Yeah.
Four burgers. That's crazy. Eight burgers.
Eight burgers.
I mean, I spent over, at Wendy's alone, I probably spent over $50,000 at
over
Wendy's.
Over 50K.
Maybe $100,000 until I was 16, over 17, until I was 29, 28. If I felt like ashamed.
16 to 29, spent $100K at Wendy's.
And I would go find comfort in food. So I would hide because I was like, this will give me a small dopamine hit to make me feel better about myself. It's like any kind of drug addict. You crave that hit, right? I used to go to Wendy's every day. Like.
Now, what meal was this?
Dinner, always like late night.
This was dinner. Okay.
Well, it was like, it was hidden dinner. Because I would have dinner at home.
This would be second dinner.
Yeah, I would make my own dinner or I'd have dinner with the family, whatever. But then I would have this in my backpack. So how I did this was these two chicken sandwiches on the car ride home.
Okay.
These were car ride sandwiches. And then I would have the rest of these. It was in my stomach.
So he ate the sandwiches on the car ride home. And this is what I'm saying, bro. People don't want to, they don't want to peel a layer back and really look at the habits. They want to blame, they always go to an extreme. Blame depression or... You don't know what they're going through. What if they have a medical issue? Bruh, why can't we jump straight to they have some bad habits? They're eating trash. They're eating excess calories every meal. They're eating 2,000 calorie meals three times a day, four times a day, probably more than that. Why can't we jump straight to that? Why we got to jump to the excuses all the time?
Stomach. I would eat on my stomach laying down. I could put all these down, like laying down, watching YouTube on my stomach. Like I would just eat on my stomach. Like
eating on your stomach is crazy.
Whole time. Right. And so I put down eight of I put down the other six of those over the course of 15 minutes.
That's crazy.
You saw these same.
Ronif, what's the issue with eating on your stomach? Can't you choke like that?
Lunches now is not the same amount of appetizing.
Yeah.
What do you feel for them?
Nothing.
Did they used to look sexy to you?
No, they were.
They used to look like a nice car, a nice woman.
No, but I did have. I did. Are you familiar with Pavlov's dogs? That was what happened to me for sure. I would get to the yeah. line to drive the line. Saliva would start getting in my mouth. That was the only that happened to me. But that was like. I mean, they were.
Oh, that's
I was eating
crazy.
Them in the dark. I wasn't looking at them. Right. They
that's
were just sandwiches you eat. Like literally something to put in your mouth. An oral fixation, if you will.
Man.
That tasted somewhat good.
Pause.
Hey, yo, but yeah, definitely pause, but...
No diddy, you know?
I gotta say, shout out to this brother here for getting it together. If you don't know, these two guys are on... they're on Instagram and TikTok. They're on their weight loss journey. The guy on the right, I've been seeing him for a while. He's actually lost a lot of weight. The guy on the left, I'm a little skeptical. That's the one that asked for the wheelchair in the airport. And he's on a weight loss journey at the same time. I don't know. He throws me off. But before I give them some more props, I got one question. What happened to the sandwiches?
Nope.
Did they just throw the sandwiches out?
Nope.
Or did they eat them sandwiches?
Nope.
I'm skeptical. But no, this is great because, like I said, it's shining a light on what leads people down this path, right? And like I said, people got every excuse in the book. People blaming all types of shit. Nobody wants to be accountable when it comes to this. Right? It's always someone else's fault. But this guy had the courage to go in there and say, hey, I used to get eight sandwiches every day or every day for dinner. Right? That was his dinner. Eight sandwiches. Not to mention whatever else he had during the day. So, and I tell my clients all the time, you know, it's just best not to eat out. I'm not saying I don't ever eat out, but most of my meals are at home. They're cooked in the crib, right? A lot of times the shit that they're cooking the stuff in isn't healthy. A lot of it isn't real food. You're getting a burger. It's not even real meat. Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know?
It's not healthy. They using old oil, old grease to cook your shit in. They've been cooking it for days. They be having rats back there. It's all types of issues. It's just better to eat in the crib. And it's probably less calories when you cook in the crib, man. So all this eating out and people blame shit like hormones. No, the eating out is fucking up your hormones, which is adding to the fat gain and the fat accumulation, right? So you got to be honest with yourself if you want to get on this journey and make a change, right? Just think about this, right? You have a goal of losing weight. You have a goal of getting a body, of having a body composition change, but you're eating out all the time. We just watched a 700-pound dude explain how he eats out all the time. He's not losing weight. He's gaining weight. And you sitting here wondering.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why you gain weight and you eat out all the time, right? You can't mimic these habits that people, that obese people, morbidly obese people are doing and expect to make a change and sit here and talk about, yeah, the trainer wasn't good for me.
What?
The trainer ain't work.
Nope.
It just doesn't work like that, bro. So just keep these things in mind as you go through your journey. Obviously, this is an extreme situation, but sometimes you got to use an extreme situation to get the point across. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Oh, yeah. I forgot to press this, too.
It's Wendy's.
Let's get in these comments. I see there's a lot of comments in here, man. I ain't going to be able to get to all of them, man. But Jennifer said, earthquake, that's crazy. Diet ginger ale. Yeah, that diet vanilla ginger ale is definitely crazy. He the reason why Wendy's still in business.
It's Wendy's.
50K plus on fast food and this economy is straight diabolical behavior. I've had vanilla ginger ale. 700, all them burgers is crazy. And he puts them in the backpack too.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And then just eating in secret like it's a mistress. Oh, wow. That's crazy. I wonder if due to emotional eating, all that food. He didn't eat, but that's what was crazy. He didn't even blame it. A lot of people are like, you don't know if he's emotionally eating, gang, 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 all this other bullshit. He didn't even say that. I'm going to tell you this. It's very rarely that. Very rarely is it that. It's just people being a big back. You can choke, but I'm more worried about the lungs being squished. Thank you, Ronif. See, that's why we got to have Ronif on the show. They definitely ate those sandwiches. Wendy's sandwiches used to be better. They probably were. 700, like 4 to 5 people. Yep. I like to get every table restaurant for ordering out. What's your favorite type of food to eat at home? Playboy. Playboy. What? What's your go-to meal? I don't really have a go-to meal, man. I switch my shit up. I really don't have a go-to meal. I mean, as far as a cheat meal, I'm more than likely going to get pizza for a cheat meal and wings. But as far as, I don't really have a go-to meal, man. I like to switch my stuff up. The thing is, the chemicals and bad oils stay in you when you water fast and start having weird cravings for things you haven't eaten in years. It takes time to fully purge bad food. Absolutely. 50K is about 144K back home. I could buy lands and build a house. Damn. That gets a damn.
Damn.
Anyway, man. Hey, let's keep it going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Dom DeMarco. All right, we got the reality of a natural lifter. And this is a good conversation here. We got this guy who's going to show off his progress as a natural lifter over years. And like I said, it'll be a good conversation. Someone's reacting to it. And he's reacting negatively to it. So let's check it out, and I'll let you know what I think. So moving too fast. It says 27 years. Oh, hold up. I still train heavy. Still have all my hair. Everything D still works. No roid gut. No saggy chest, 5'10", 175 pounds. And he looks pretty lean.
This is the most like natty cell cope video that I've seen so far. So I'm going to attack these points one by one here. First, I'll just start off by saying 41, you look great for 41, dude. There's no denying that.
I agree.
This is not great for 27 years of consistent training, though. He says at the end, I'll get to it, he's 175.
I mean, I disagree, man. I disagree. It depends what your goal is. A lot of these guys, like the guy that's speaking, they equate training with muscle size. They equate training with only hypertrophy. And that's not everyone's goal. You know, you have to train for hypertrophy, but if you're not training for hypertrophy, if you're training for strength and getting stronger, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get bigger. There's a way to train for strength. There's a way to train for hypertrophy. But if someone isn't trying to be big, if they just want to be lean and strong, I'm not sure what you're talking about, and I'm gonna give some more context.
It's not good. This is not good for 27 years of constant training. I think that it's good if you want to be like above average in a room full of people that don't really work out, but it's not good if you want to be above average in a room full of people that take this seriously. I don't think that it is.
I mean, I don't see anything about this guy's physique that says he doesn't take the gym seriously. We'll keep it
100% lifetime natural. We can tell. Good job. No pump, natural lighting. Okay. Congrats. That's good, I guess. Still train heavy. You should. Everybody should train heavy, capitalized. Still have all my hair. That's fantastic. But again, hair transplants exist. Losing your hair isn't exclusive to doing PEDs either. Yeah, it will accelerate that. But if you lose your hair on PEDs, you were going to lose it anyway, right? It just happens faster. So you can't really blame the being natty for that. Like if you have this much hair at 41 naturally, you probably wouldn't have lost any of your hair on PEDs. Everything still works, implying that he does not have erectile dysfunction. You don't just get that when you start taking steroids. Like everybody's dick can still work on PEDs just do them right. Like, this is clueless. This is a brain dead take on PEDs. No roid gut. What does that mean? What is roid gut?
Now, people be on steroids and have a big gut when they get off of their... When they're not training hard and not eating correctly, they get a big gut.
Do you mean HGH gut? That's not even from HGH. Again, you just don't know what you're talking about and you're trying to talk down on people. I talk down on people because I know what I'm talking about. No saggy chest. I'm assuming what he means by that is gyno. And again, gyno is not exclusive to PEDs. I had gyno before I started taking steroids. Also, you don't have to get gyno on steroids. You can prevent it. And also, you can just get gyno surgery. It's very fixable, like very fixable. Mm-hmm. 5'10 at 175. After 27 years of consistent training, 5'10, 175 is not good, buddy. Like, this is not something that you should.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Again, everyone has different goals when it comes to training, bro. If you take, let's take a top-notch athlete that can be swimming, that can be NBA, that can be NFL, right? Let's take one of them. Let's take NFL out. Let's say swimming, basketball, soccer, baseball. You take someone who's been training for years, decades, and they continue to keep that lifestyle after, and you know, they're probably going to be under 200 pounds.
What?
Right? A lot of people don't want to get over 200, and that's perfectly fine. There's a lot of people who want to be 210, 220, 230. I just don't think that you can say that this is not good when there's 41-year-olds out here who's, you know, 5'10 and 250. You know what I mean? The dude is clearly in shape. He's the top 1% of 41-year-olds. And this is what I don't like about fitness. A lot of people get on me because I come at trainers who aren't in shape. But this right here is totally different. You're not going to catch me talking down on someone who's been disciplined. They've shown consistency. They've been in the gym. And they look better than everyone their age. Why are we talking bad about this
guy? It'd be like trying to stunt on unnatural lifters with. Next goal is 165 shredded. 165 shredded after 27 years of lifting is bad for pretty much everyone, especially somebody that's fucking 5'10". So, like, you're trying to use this video as...
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but hey, if that's what he wants to do, if that's going to keep him on point, if that's going to have him feeling great, looking great, fitting his clothes how he wants to fit his clothes, then so be it. I mean, I don't see the issue.
The way to talk down on people for taking PEDs, like you're just this fucking genetic specimen. Look at me, I did this all natural. He is. We believe you, buddy. We believe you did this naturally. If you did this on PEDs, you'd be getting clowned even fucking harder. Nobody cares.
I mean, and what's his name? Runvis, whatever his name is. I actually agree with a lot of his posts, but there were a few things I disagree with in here, man. My thing is this, bro. Again, like I said, everyone has different goals when it comes to training, right? For me, I like to have some muscle on me, but I want to be lean. I want to be agile and athletic, right? So you're not going to catch me trying to build my traps. Like, no, I just want to lift heavy weight and look athletic. I want to look like an athlete. That's it. And when I say athlete, I'm talking like a defensive running back, an NBA player, maybe an MLB player. That's how I want to look. That's just me. But some people want to have the power builder look. Some people want to look like a WWE wrestler, maybe an NFL lineman. That's perfectly fine. But just because you equate big and hypertrophy with great, great results from working out, doesn't mean everybody does. And this right here, I'm just never going to agree with it. It's just, I think I can agree because I get so much shit when it comes to my body and my physique. People are like, you've been training for how long? Like, bro, I could do a lot of shit that a lot of these motherfucking men out here can't do. And that includes in the weight room and includes athletically. So that's just me. That's just me, man. But this shit right here is goofy. And the dude talking allegedly was on TRT. which is testosterone replacement therapy. Hey, if you want to take TRT, I don't have a problem with that. But don't take TRT and talk down on someone who's natural who didn't take TRT, right? Because obviously, of course, you have to still put the work in on TRT. But come on, man. Some of these white dudes out here looking like they looking like they just you know, athletic specimens, and that's going to help you. TRT is only going to help increase your muscle building. It's going to increase your energy. It's going to increase a lot of things. So, fitness industry got to cut this shit, and I'm here to call this shit out, man. Let's keep it going, baby. Dom DeMarco, DeMarco. Y'all going crazy in these comments, man. Where we at, brother? That's Scott Herman, OG fitness YouTuber. Okay. I gotta look. I never even heard a dude or seen him. Still looks great. Don't know what this dude's talking about. Look at others who've been in the gym at his age. Yep. He could be way leaner, but not everyone is into that looking lifestyle. I mean, I wouldn't even say way leaner. He's got to be, you know, sub 12, 11% body fat. I mean, you can see his abs pretty visibly there. So, I mean, I think he looks great. It's pretty gay to be rating another man's body. Steroids are warping people's minds. The nerd with the glasses just wants to react for him. Yep, exactly. He just want to react. Dude is making a good point. I think Scott Herman considers himself to be a bodybuilder. To his credit, he looks the same as he did 10, 15 years ago. I mean, and that's debatable, but he didn't say that. He didn't say that, though. If he would have said that, I'd be like, all right, that make more sense. Because as a bodybuilder, you do want to improve and you want your physique to improve over the years. Absolutely true. But he didn't say that. Four Eyes is on drugs. Yeah, so it came out that Four Eyes was on TRT. I would not be surprised if he's on something else. Because when I say he lifts like a maniac, this dude, he did like 495 deadlift, 15 reps. Slamming the joint on the ground every rep. I'm like, oh yeah, he's insane. But yeah, and he said he only been lifting for 4 years. So yeah, Phil Heath had the round gut. He sound like a hater. Bro got a road gut and tried to hit on females in the gym. Yeah, he looks good for 41, man. A lot of antidepressants cause gyno. I believe it. Scott's one of those dudes who seem like he doesn't want to lose the abs, so he doesn't eat enough to maximize his gains. Still looks good, but it's bad intel for new lifters. Yep. And they pass antidepressants out like candy to kids and teens. Whole lot of young adult men with tatas because of meds. Now, that's crazy. The men who take PED set unrealistic standards, but most guys want to look bigger than that. I agree with that. 5'9", 281. Wished I looked like him. And that's fair. Yeah, he was on TRT. See? That's what I said. The average woman from a certain community is like 5'2", 180. some people want to be able to wear nice clothes and not just jogging pants because their legs are too damn big. That too. A lot of things can cause gynecomastia. Excess testosterone will either be converted to estrogen or DHT. Thank you, Ronif. It's why a lot of bodybuilders don't like Jeff from Athlean X for the same reason. Gives lifting advice, but buddy is sucked down to the bone. Pause. Whew, like an endurance athlete.
No diddy, you know?
I can see that. I don't know who Four Eyes is, but I believe it. And anyone will take advice from a dude who only lifted for 4 years compared to Scott Herman, who has been working out since he was 15. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm not going to say what race exactly. All right, let's keep it going, man. We got where we at on the time? We got some time left. Let's do another video. We got this girl here basically telling women to lift like a gym bro. And I absolutely agree with it. So let's check it out. We're going to keep this thing going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
An extremely unpopular opinion or hot take, but I don't care. Training like a bro and doing the bro science stuff, the manly workouts in the gym, is the thing that finally changed my body after trying to spot train and tone and, you know, target certain areas for literally over 5 fucking years. I saw one or two videos in the last few days, like, referring to certain exercises as manly workouts, and the comment sections are just filled with people saying they made them more inflamed and puffy and this and that. Okay, first of all, whatever. What the fuck are manly workouts? That's just so asinine. Men and women have the exact same musculature, the exact same bone structure. We need to do the same workouts to get strong in the exact same ways. Now, of course,
and I'll say this too, the Go check out that DMV Iron video I did yesterday. The women in there, bomb bodies, doing all the machines the men are doing. Doing the exact same machines. And have bomb physiques. This is the reality. If you want to change your physique, you got to do traditional lifts, compound movements, functional movements. And those are the same things the guys do. And again, I told y'all before, women don't naturally have enough testosterone to have the same effects that men have when lifting heavy, right? You're going to get a curvier body before you get defined traps and defined shoulders, right? Your waist is going to shrink. Excuse me. Your butt's going to get bigger as long as your nutrition's on point. Your leg's going to get bigger as long as your nutrition's on point if you do those same lifts. You're not going to walk out with a big-ass chest like guys do. It's just not going to happen. And you're not capable of lifting the same weight, more than likely, unless you specifically train for it.
Men are going to emphasize certain looks, and women are going to emphasize certain looks. We all have like a goal aesthetic thing we're going for. You want to know the reason women struggle to get results so much faster than men do? Yes, of course, there is a lot to do with metabolism and genetics and hormones. Of course. But the biggest thing is they avoid training like a bro. Do the manly workouts for 3 months. I challenge you to go do all those things that you are afraid to try that the men are doing in the gym. I'm telling you, your body will change more in that 3 months than it has, yep. And you will change your mind. But that's only if you actually are controlling the controllables in the other areas. If you are continuing to balloon up while you are weight training and you think that you're eating healthy, it's because you're not tracking your food. There are so many variables here that contribute to how your body reacts to a certain style of exercise.
Absolutely. Everything she said in the video is absolutely 100% true. So ladies, get in that gym and pump that motherfucking iron. And get to work. All the myths have been debunked. You know, if you're a beginner and you believe these things, I understand. But those of you that have been chasing your fitness goals for years and haven't hit your goals, come on now. All the shit is debunked. Watch your favorite influencers. Well, let me take that back. Watch your favorite fitness coaches, not influencers. I mean, influencers too, but just make sure they're legit. But a lot of them do the same. They do the same shit. They lift just like men. So, hey, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Another fire episode, man. We've been killing these episodes lately, man. We've been killing it. I'm getting these last comments. If you got a question, go ahead, drop your question, because I'm getting out of here soon. The average gym bro is a moron, and they're typically at cheap gyms. Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely. Spot training does not work to lose weight or flatten the abs. No, it doesn't. AC Martin, I saw that video where you and Tune and see why y'all ain't tripping over cheeks. It was one dunk after another in that motherfucker. I was like, yeah.
God damn.
That's not why. I mean, we ain't gonna go there today. But I mean, I guess we can. We were both D1 athletes. We train, we around women all day, every day. Tune trains mostly women. I train mostly women. Like, you're just not going to catch us being extra thirsty and losing our minds around women, bro. Like, it's more of them on the earth than us. dunk desensitivity training. I would look like a dude if I lift heavy. Women should be soft. Yeah, man. Shut that shit up, girl.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
If you see hot chicks all the time, you've seen them all. Was Tune the basketball player? Nah, Tune played D1 football. I played D1 basketball, man. But like I said, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Go ahead, follow my social media down there. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now, man. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Less Brunches, More Crunches gear. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com, or you can cop the gear directly from my YouTube, man. Tony Scorpio, how often should you train your calves? Treat it like any other leg muscle. Do it at least twice a week. I try to do it at least twice a week, sometimes three times a week. Just act normal, and you're good around women at the gym or anywhere. Yep. Anything else, man? I think that's it, Brian. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, Don't Watch the Podcast. We live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Again, Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Catch y'all on the next episode. Hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.